Hilchas Tfila Samincha, Halacha Vav. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi ha-toyro chavolim noflu libanimim, b'likutim rantanina, simen ayin aleph, ayin shom. This halacha in Likutei Halachos is going to be based on a chapter on Likutei Moran that's entitled Chavolim Noflu Libanimim, which is in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Ayin Aleph. Uklal Hadvorim. That chapter on Likutei Moran is quite long, deep, and it involves a number of very, very interesting topics. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a brief summary of it now and then expound on it. Uklal Hadvorim, to summarize what's discussed there. Ki kol habriyo hirak b'shvil kvoido yisporach. The entire Bria, the creation, was created for Hashem's honor. This is a Mishnah at the end of Pirkei Avos, a famous Mishnah, where the Gemara says, Kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu boilamoy loibroi elo lechvoidoi, shenemar, kol hanikro bishmi ulechvoidi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. That the whole Bria was for Hashem's kovoid. And in fact, the pasuk there says, berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv, corresponding to the different worlds, the Olam HaBriya, Yetzira, and Asiya. Atzilus is not mentioned because Atzilus is Eitzel, that's the closest thing to Hashem himself. But we're being told that the creation of all the worlds was for Hashem's Kavod. And I pose this to people many times, if a person were ever asked to give a one-word answer as to why Hashem created everything, I believe that this is one of the most accurate answers. Lichvoidoi, for Hashem's kovoid. V'alkein ha-kovoid hu shoyresh ha-briya kula. Based on this, the foundation of the entire creation is kovoid. Dehainu shoyresh kol ha-asorah mamorois shebohem nivroilam. Meaning that it's also the foundation and the root of the 10 statements of creation, which were used to create everything. And Rabbeinu Zal there in Likutei Moran brings, quotes a pasuk, ubeheicholoi kuloi oimer kovoid. Heicholoi means within the castle of Hashem. Kuloi oimer, all the amirot, referring to the 10 amirot which were used for the entire creation, kovoid. All of them were for the kavod of Hashem. The 10 statements of creation correspond to 10 measures of the kavod of Hashem. V'al kein, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, therefore, kishemagia lo'odam eze kavod, when a human being receives any honor or respect, whether it be a parent from children, a rabbi from students, a leader from his constituents of any sort, the person has to be extremely careful not to take any of that for himself, not to take it personal. That the person shouldn't have any personal benefit or personal pleasure from the respect or honor that's being given to them. But rather to see to it, to pass on any and all honor or respect that's being given to them to Hashem. Like the game of hot potato, person gets it, it's the first second possible he wants to get rid of it, he wants to toss it to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal also says there on Likutei Moran that it's important when a person is dealing with kavod, because of the fact that kavod is the root of creation, and Hashem created with 10 statements, those 10 statements created all parts of the creation, therefore each one of those statements is associated with a different aspect of the kavod of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that a person needs to learn which maimar of creation is associated with which aspect of the kavod of Hashem. Asher zeh hakovod hu shoresh oisei ha-maimar, whereby that aspect of the kovod of Hashem is the source of, the root of, that statement of creation. Ayin Shom, look over there on Likut Imran, where Aben Ezal elaborates on that. Next concept. The Iker HaKovoid Al Yidei Ho'odom. Rabbein Ezal says there that even though everything in creation is a display of the Kovoid of Hashem and is giving Kovoid to Hashem, Hashem gets Kovoid from the trees, from the animals, from everything, the Iker Kovoid, the most important honor and respect that Hashem gets, is Al Yidei Ho'odom, through man. Shehu Tachlis Kol Habriya, who is the ultimate purpose of the entire creation. Shebishviloi Nivra HaKoel, everything was created for man. Kidei Shehu Yigdal V'Yefarsem Kvoido Yisborach, so that man will be the one to heighten and publicize and broadcast Hashem's honor. Ki Ein B'chol HaBriya Mi Sheyigdal Kvoido Yisborach Kemo Yehodom, because there is nothing in creation that has the ability to broadcast and to broadcast the kavod of Hashem and glorify Hashem as much as man. V'al kein, based on this, al yedei ha-hoylodo, every time a new man, a new human being is born, kishinoylodin v'nisrabim b'nei odom, when more human beings are born, that increases the kovod of Hashem more so. We know that it's brought that ein melech b'lo yam. You can't have a king without a nation. The aspect of kingdom requires subjects over whom to rule, whom to administer, whom to be authorized over. And Malchus is the attribute of Hashem that's associated most with Kovoid. We know the Pasuk says, V'yovoi melech ha-kovoid. And the Iker Kovoid is Malchus. Melech shemochel al-kvoidoi ein kvoidoi mochel. The highest level of Kovoid is Malchus. And this Malchus of Hashem, every time another human being is born in the world, the Malchus of Hashem, the Kovoid of Hashem, is enlarged. Before, Hashem ruled over 347 people. Now his Malchus extends over 348 people. And it's for this reason that it's brought that when a Jew passes away, the tefillah that's said about that is Kaddish. In Kaddish we say, Yisgadal V'Yisgadash Shemei Rabo. May the name of Hashem, which means the Kovoid of Hashem, because we have the sentence, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olyelam Voeb, where Shem, Kovoid and Malchus are all synonymous. They go together. So when we say that the name of Hashem should be Yizgadal, should be heightened, increased, it's because of the fact that when a person left the world, we know that the Kovoid Hashem Kavyechu was diminished. And we're trying to supplement that by saying this special tefillah, declaring the Kovoid of Hashem. V'ikar ha-hoylodo hu al yidei b'chinas noyam ho-elyoin. Shemishom Shoyresh Oelyon Shel Ho'elodo. In this chapter on Likut Imran, Rabbein Ezal introduces a term, Noyam Ho'elyon, heavenly splendor or heavenly sweetness, which is a term referring to a very high level of Hashem Kavyochel, a very high level aspect of Hashem called Noyam Ho'elyon, which is from where births originate. This term Noyam Ho'elyon, Kabbalistically, is associated with Bina at times. The word Noyam, Nun Ayin Mem, is Bigimatria, 160, corresponding to one of the Miluim of the Shem Ekye. The Shem Ekye, when it's written with Yuds, Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Hey, Hey, Yud, Vav, Vav, Yud, Vav, Hey, Hey, Yud, has a value of 161. It's 160 in the coil. That's this word Noyam, which is a term that's used often. We say in Tehillim, Lachsois b'noyam Hashem ulavaker b'hecholoi. Noyam is a term used to refer to Bina or Keser, a very, very high level of the kindness of Hashem. which is the source of Hoilodov, V'noyam Hoelyoin Shofea Tomid. Rabbi Nazal tells us there on Likut Imran that this Noyam Hoelyoin is always flowing. Ach Tzrichen Kli L'kabel Al Yodoy Hashpoas Hanoyam Elyon. However, a human being has to have a vessel into which to be able to receive from this Noyam Hoelyon, from this flow of kindness and love from Hashem. V'hakli nasa al yedei tzdoko l'kabel shalhuven derechimusa shenemshochem minoyam hoelyon. Rabbi Nazal explains there on Likut Imran that the way we create the vessel, what helps to create a keli into which this noyam hoelyon can flow, is tzedaka. When a person gets tzedaka, they're creating the vessel into which this noyam hoelyon can be mashpia. And Rabbi Nazal uses the terminology here from the Zohar HaKodesh. Through tzedaka, a person can receive shalhuvin derechimusa. Rechimusa means love. Shalhuvin means flames, like fires of love from Hashem. Next, Rabbi Nazal, in that chapter in the Likut Imran, says there are two levels of tzedaka. V'yesh tzedaka shel Eretz Yisrael, v'yesh tzedaka shel Chutz Loretz. V'ikar hi tzedaka shel Eretz Yisrael. The more important is tzedaka of Eretz Yisrael and tzedaka of Chutz Loretz. The tzedaka of Eretz Yisrael is usually considered to be on a higher level. Ki Eretz Yisrael b'chinas noyam, because Eretz Yisrael is a manifestation of this noyam ho'elyon, this noyam of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas ha'moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. This term noyam is associated with the seichel of Eretz Yisrael, whereby the Gemara says, Rabbi Nazal quotes this over there on the Likut Imran, the Gemara says, Sheman imim ze eze bahalocha, that the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael were usually able to very easily come to a joint agreement. If we look in the Talmud Yerushalmi, we find much, much less machloikis than we have in the Talmud Bavli. And the Gemara says over there that the Noyam refers to the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, Sheman imim ze eze bahalocha. They sweeten each other in their discussions in Halacha. Dehainu Sholem, which means peace. V'chutz Loretz hu b'chinas choivlin. Whereas Chutz Loretz, compared to Eretz Yisrael, is referred to as a place of machloikis, choivlin. Sheheim moichin shel Chutz Loretz. That's the term that refers to the moichin of Chutz Loretz, the type of sechel of Chutz Loretz, the mindset of Chutz Loretz. Sheheim b'chinas machloikis, which is steeped in controversy, conflict. Bechinas shechoivlim zelo zev halacha. They're constantly challenging each other in halacha, constantly disagreeing with each other. Vazai and Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran, kesheshoifeya hanoyam hoelyoim al yidei kli hanas al yidei tzedaka b'shvil ha-hoilodo. When through the mitzvah of tzedaka, a person has created this kli which can receive the noyam ho'elyon, and the noyam ho'elyon is flowing the right way. V'gam b'chinas hanoyam ho'elyon shu'amoichin mekabel v'nishba oid milamala yoyser kiyadua, and the noyam ho'elyon itself, because it's flowing, because it's giving, it's also receiving at the same time from its source, from higher up. Azai elu hamoichin shel Chutz Loretz shem b'chinas choivlim heim noiflim gam kein beilu hamoichin shel Eretz Yisrael shem b'chinas noyam kedei lehistakein. What happens is the moichin of Chutz Loretz, which represent machloikis, they represent something problematic. When they see that the moichin of Eretz Yisrael are doing great, they come and try to hook up in order to get their tikkun. The Moichin of Chutz Loretz are looking to get the tikkun that they need, and they know that their tikkun comes about by them trying to join up with the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael when things are going well for them, when things are going well for the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael. Ki oz huzman tikkunam, because when the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael are doing well, that's a prime opportunity for the Moichin of Chutz Loretz to get their tikkun. Ki iker kilkulam hu al yidei pegam hakovoy, Kamavura calls Eshem Hetiv. Because the way that the Moichan of Chutz Laretz got messed up was as a result of Pegam HaKovoid. When there's misuse of Kovoid or misplaced Kovoid or any type of problem in Kovoid, that results in the Moichan becoming spoiled, messed up. V'alkein ato shenimsha choylodo. Therefore now, when there's a choylodo about to take place, when a birth is in progress, shehu b'chinas hizgalus ha-kovoid, which is a prime example where Hashem's kovoid is coming forth, is being revealed, alkein heim boyim le'stakim. At that point, the moichin of Chutz Laretz show up to try to get their tikkun. Avol lefalmim hamoichin shel Chutz Laretz shemichinas choyvim heim pigumim kol kach at she'enam yecholim lestakein v'adraba heim goymerim pigam gam la'moichin shel Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal explains that unfortunately sometimes the moichin of Chutz Laretz are so messed up that not only do they not receive the tikkun that they need, but rather they go ahead and mess up the moichin of Eretz Yisrael to a degree. Umizeh nimshach hamachlokes sheyesh b'Eretz Yisrael gam kein. And this is what makes it possible for there to be machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. Even though the Gemara told us that Eretz Yisrael is a place of shalom, Eretz Yisrael is a place shemanimim zeh lo zeh b'alocha. Interesting to note that this chapter of Likut Imran was based on Rabbi Nizal's trip to Eretz Yisrael, where at the time that he arrived in Eretz Yisrael, there was major conflict going on among the leaders in Eretz Yisrael regarding tzedakas, regarding monies coming in from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and exactly how the distribution should take place, who should be in charge. And the Rabbonim there asked Rabbi Nizal to get involved. They consulted him when he was in Eretz Yisrael, and they asked him upon his return to Chutz Laretz to meet with the Balatanya, Rabbi Shneur Zalman Milodi, who was involved in this, and to try to see if he could help improve this situation. And this chapter of Likut Imran was a result of that whole incident, and it includes, it's an explanation of everything that was taking place regarding that item. Ki ikar hamachlokes nimshach rak mibechinas moichin shel Chutz Laretz shem bechinas choivim kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the conflict and controversy comes only from moichin of Chutz Laretz, which are referred to as choivim. Aval hamoichin shel Eretz Yisrael him bechinas noyam shem bechinas shemanim zeh b'alocha shem bechinas shalom. Whereas the Moichan of Eretz Yisrael are referred to as Noyam. They are Man'imim Zeh. They join together in Halacha. They support each other. Not constant controversy, conflict, disagreement. They come to agreements. Rak al yidei shamoichan shel Chutz Laretz mevakshin liatzman tikkun. It's only because of the fact that the Moichan of Chutz Laretz are seeking a tikkun. V'tikkunam Be'ez she'shoifei anoyim ho'elyan b'shvil ho'ilodo alidei kli shel tzedakah. And the most opportune time for the Moichan of Chutz Laretz to get their tikkun is when there's a ho'ilodo which was brought about through tzedakah, and tzedakah caused a flow, created the keli into which the noyim ho'elyan can be mashpia full, and then the noyim ho'elyan can receive from its source in full. At that point, the Choyvlim try to join the Ne'imim, the Moichan of Chutz Laretz, try to hook up with the Moichan of Eretz Yisrael, Kedei Lehistakin, in order to receive their Tikkun. Ukeshehim Pegumim B'Yoyser, and when these Moichan of Chutz Laretz are in very serious trouble, when they're very messed up, Heim Poigmim Gamis HaNe'imim, they have the ability to mess up the Ne'imim, Shehem Pegam Hamoichin Shel Eretz Yisrael. They have the ability to cause a defect in the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael. Shemishom Nimshach Hamachloikis Sheyesh Beretz Yisrael. And that's the cause of the Machloikis in Eretz Yisrael itself. V'hakoil Al Yidei Pegam HaKovoy. And the root of the whole problem, what caused the Moichin of Chutz Laretz to become pogum in the first place, was pegam hakovod. When there's any kind of mistake or defect or deficiency in kovod, anything wrong related to kovod, where kovod is being misplaced, misused, all kinds of problems with kovod. Shaydezeh kol hamachloikes sheboilam sheberet Yisrael ubechutz laretz. That's the root of all machloikes, all controversy and conflict in the world, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. V'hakol nimshach al yidei pegam hachoyv lemanal, and all of this comes from these choyvlim, which is the moichen of Chutz Laretz. Ayin shom kol zehete. Study chapter 71 in the second half of Likutei Moran well, and you'll have all of these concepts clarified. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. He's going to use Rabbeinu Zal's words there as an overlay on the Shulchan Aruch to explain the concept of the three tefillos, especially Mincha. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas gimel tefillos b'yoyin. This is the concept of the three tefillos that we say every day, Shachris Mincha Arvis. Ki tzrichin lahamshich hashpoas hanoyam hoel yoyin b'chol yoyin. Because a Jew has to try to draw from this noyam hoel yoyin each and every single day. Because Hashem renews with His goodness the act of creation brand new every single day. Hashem recreates the world anew every single day. And the essence of creation was by Hashem shining His Noyam, this great high-level heavenly light, into a world. This resulted in Hashem's Kovoy being revealed, Shehu Shoyrish Habriyakna, which is the foundation of the whole creation. V'alkein, b'chol yoyim shashim yisborach mechadish b'tuvay ma'ase bereishis, hu gamkein al yidei hashpoas hanoyam hoel yoyim, sheshefeya b'chol yoyim, Shaydezeh nimshoch neshamas Yisrael. Therefore, every single day, when Hashem creates the world anew, it's also being done by Hashem giving this noyam ho'elyoin, this heavenly sweetness, which Hashem is mashpia every single day, which is where the neshamas Yisrael come from. Shaydezeh nizgad el kvoidoi, which results in Hashem's kovoid being heightened, Shaydeze ikar kiyum ho'ilam, which is the essence of keeping the world going. Bibchinas chidush ma'aseh bereishis shebechol yoyim. This is the concept of the chidush ma'aseh bereishis that takes place every day. Ki kemoi shetchilas kol habria shel kol ma'aseh bereishis hoyayde hashpoas hanoyam shemishom hakovoid shu shorash habria kanal. Because just as when Hashem first created the world, it was all based on a flow of this noyam, which is the source of the kovoid, which was the foundation of the bria. Kemoi kein chidush ma'aseh bereishis b'chol yoyim, hu gam kein al yidei zeh. Hashem renewing this on a daily basis is a repeat performance in a sense. Ki zeh ikra b'chinas chidush ma'aseh bereishis shemechadish tu b'chol yoyim. This is the essence of the concept where we say Hashem creates the world anew every day. Hashem injects new life into the world every single day in order to keep it going, just as He did when He first created. And now we can understand why the Gemara, the Torah, emphasizes that the world is dependent on tzedakah and chesed. The kiyum ho'olam is dependent on tzedakah and chesed. Ki al yidei tzedakah nase kli lekabel hashpoas hanoyim ho'olam. Because as we mentioned earlier, tzedakah is what creates the vessel that can receive this flow of noyam ho'olam. Shaydezen is galek kvoidoi, which results in Hashem's kovoi being revealed. Shehu ikar kiyum habriya, which is the essence of creation, the essence of the world. V'zeu b'chinas oyer yoyin. This is the concept of day or daylight, Shehu Iker Bechinas Chiddush Ma'aseh Bereishis B'chol Yoyim, which is one of the main manifestations of Hashem creating the world anew every day, that the sun comes up, a new day begins. Ma'ashashim Yisborach Mazriach Hashemish B'chol Yoyim Baboiker U'mashkiya Bo'erev. She'alze Iker HaBrocha V'ashevach Shoyimer B'berach HaSamayros U'vetuvay Mechavish Chontav Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's the real thing when we discuss the fact Hashem renews the world every single day. That's the manifestation. That's how it shows itself to us in the Birchas Hamoiros, in the sun, in the moon, the fact that the sun comes up every day, a new day begins and the day closes. Ki Iker Oyer Yoyim Hu Bechinas He'oras HaKovoy. Because when we talk about daylight, when we talk about the day being lit up, that's actually He'oras HaKovoy. That's actually a display of the Kovoy of Hashem. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'ho'oretz he'ira michvoidon. The world shone from Hashem's honor. So we see that the oyer is synonymous with kovoid. Shenimshach mehamoichim shenimshachim b'chol yoyim ayidei hashpoa sanoim oyoyim, which comes, that light of day, comes as a result of a flow of this noyam oyoyim that Hashem sends into the world, which is also a flow of moichen, a flow of sechel, Hashem's light that He shines into the world on a daily basis. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, u'mosoik ho'oyer, the light is sweet. So we see the term noyam ho'elyon, which refers to a heavenly sweetness, is synonymous with light, the daylight. Bechinas ni'imus u'mesikus, mosoik is synonymous with noyam, those two go together. Because the term moichin that the Arizal, that the Sifrei Kabbalah use, referring to the what Hashem gives the world on a daily basis, a new transfusion of moichin, the physical display of that is the light, the daylight, the new light of day. Kamay Shekosu, as the pasuk says in Koheles, Ki yesh yisroin lechochma minasichlus ke yisroin ho'or minachoshech. The difference between wisdom and foolishness is the difference between light and darkness. Nimtza she'ikar hashpoa sanoyim ho'elyon hu baboiker she'oz meir oyer hayoyim she'nimshach misham kanal. This tells us that the flow of noyim ho'elyon, the main time for that is in the morning when the sun comes up, as the world is lighting up, is becoming lit up. That's telling us that spiritually this Noyam Ho'elyon is flowing through. V'zeh b'chinas tefillah shachris. This is the concept of the tefillah shachris that we daven every day. She'tikein Avraham, which Avraham Avinu established. Shehu harishon shegilo elokusei zborach b'olam. He was the first one to broadcast Hashem to the world, to publicize Hashem to the world. She'al yodoi ikar habriya. And therefore, he's considered to be one of the main players in the Bria, in the creation. Kemo shekosel, as the pasuk says, Eile toldos hashamayim v'horetz behi boron. This is the story of heaven and earth when they were created, behi boron. And the Gemara says, be'avroham. The word behi boron is the same letters as the word be'avroham. Kemo shem razal. Ki Avraham hischil lahamshich ulohoyer hashpoas hanoyim ho'elyon shehem hamoichin hakdoshim shel Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was the first one to really draw and shine this noyam ho'elyon into the world, which is this moichin b'kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Shaydeze ikar yediyas elokus yisborach, which is the true understanding of Hashem, the hisgalus kvoido yisborach, and the revelation of Hashem's glory. Avraham Avinu was the first one to really put that on the map. V'alkein hoyoisek kol yomov b'tzdoko v'chesed. This will explain why it was so important for Avraham Avinu to be involved in charity work, in tzdoko, chesed, achnosas orchim, kedei lasos kli lekapel al yodoi hashpoas hanoyim kanal, in order to create the vessel into which that noyam ho'elyon could flow. Ki hanoyam bechinas yamin, because this noyam ho'elyon is associated with the right side. Bechinas Avraham, which is corresponds to Avraham Avinu, who Kabbalistically is referred to as Chesed, on the right side. Bechinas Ne'imois B'mincho Netzach. This pasuk makes the association between Ne'imois, this Noyam, and Yemincho, the right side. V'alkein Avraham Hoyo Harishoin Shegila Kedusha Seret Yisrael. Now we can understand why Avraham Avinu was the first one to introduce the world to the importance, the significance of Eretz Yisrael. Ki zocho lemoichen shel Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was zocho to moichen of Eretz Yisrael. Shibachinas noyam v'kanal. V'alkein Avraham tikein shachris. And this is why Avraham Avinu was the one who established the tefillah of shachris. Ki oz ikar hashpoas hanoyam. Because that's when the main flow of this noyam or elyoin is flowing. Shehu b'chinas hamoichin, shehu b'chinas oyer yoin. V'alkein kol seder hatfila b'shleimus hu baboiker b'shachris. And this is why it's only during shachris that we get the full package, the full program of tefillah. She'oz malichin b'psukei dezimra. We have a long psukei dezimra where it's singing songs of praise to Hashem. B'chinas ne'im zmirois Yisrael. We have a pasuk in Shmuel Anovi, Shmuel Beis, that refers to David HaMelech as the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. So we see that Zmirois is synonymous with Noyam. Noyam. Psukei Dezimra implies this flow of this Noyam Ho'elyon. Kedei Laham Shecholeinu Hashpoas HaNoyam Ho'elyon Kanal. We're saying Psukei Dezimra in order to draw upon ourselves this Noyam Ho'elyon. V'alkein Omer Mikoyden Parshas HaKorbonos. And this is why before you can say Psukei Dezimra, you have to have something there first. Before you can activate this Noyam Ho'elyon, if you turn on the faucet and you ain't got no cup underneath, you're going to make a mess. So here again, this is why we have to say Korbonos first. Shehin b'chinas tzedakah, b'chinas nidvas lev. First we recite Korbonos, which is the contributions to the Beis HaMikdash, the donations that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash. That's tzedakah and chesed. This supporting the Kohanim, supporting the Kohanim and Levim. Shaydeze mekaplin hashpoa sanoyim oelyon kanal. Through tzedakah, a person generates the keli into which to receive that noyim oelyon. V'achakach, and after psukei dezimra, oimrim birchas hamoiros. We say the brachas of yoytzer hamoiros and oyev hamoyisrael, the brachas that speak about the light coming in. V'kriyashma, and also we recite kriyashma. She'oz v'amshochas hamoichin kiyadua. The Arizal tells us that it's when a person is saying the Shema and the brachas that surround it, that's when the person receives the flow of Seichel from Hashem, the daily flow of Moichin, Seichel. Ki hamoichin nimshochim mi hashpoas noyam o'elyon. The Moichin come from that flow of noyam o'elyon, shenishom b'chinas o'heloda, which is also the source of births. Hainu b'chinas haneshomois hanoylodim, which also refers to these souls that are being created, that are being born. We know that a birth originates in the moyach. The seed originates in the brain, in the mind. And then it travels down to the lower extremities of the body and passes via the kloyos, via the kidneys, and then is completed. V'nimshochim b'chol yoyim al yidei ha-moichin she'nimshochim al yidei kriyashma k'yadua b'kavonos. And these neshamos, the new neshamos that are going to be born, they come every day via the moichin that are drawn during kriyashma, as is known in the Kisvei Arizal. V'alkein mispalalim tfilas yudches. And this is why we daven Shmon Esrei afterwards. She'oz ikar hamshochas haneshamos shem hamoichin lemato yoiser kemuvan bekavonis, because it's during Shmon Esrei that we take that flow, those moichin, and we bring them down, still lower, further down, in order to result in births. In shaydeze ikar hisgalos kavodis brachana, which results in the greatest display of the kavod of Hashem. Now these next words, next lines, are among the most powerful messages in the entire Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal says this in several places. Listen very carefully. Ki ikar kovoid Hashem Yisborach beyoyser hu alidei tfilo daiko alidei shemispalalim umevakshim me Hashem Yisborach kol tzrocho. The highest level, the greatest show of respect for Hashem is through tefillah, meaning specifically the type of tefillah where a person asks Hashem in detail, specifically for all of their needs. Ki kol ma shechotzar loy begashmius of aruchnis, everything that the person feels they're lacking physically and spiritually. That's Iker Kovoid Hashem Yisborach beYoyser. Those are very, very, very powerful words. There are many things that everything is Kovoid Hashem. All kinds of things. But Iker Kovoid beYoyser is tefillah, and specifically tefillah when a person asks for what they need in detail. Kemoy Shekosov, once again, this is not Rav Nosson Zal's invention. Kemoy Shekosov, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Ukro'eni b'yoyim tzoro, you will call out to me in your time of desperate need. Achal tzeko, I will rescue you. Usechabdeini, and you will be showing me respect. Usechabdeini, how does a person really be mechabed Hashem? By calling out to Hashem in their time of need. Kize ikur kevoidoi, this is the greatest kovoit Hashem, the most important kovoit Hashem. V'alkein tfilas yudches govoya ma'oid v'yokor mikol seder ha'tfila kemuvan bekavonos. And this is why the tfila of Shmoyne Esrei is on such a high level, and it's more precious, it's holier in some ways, than all the other tfilas. Ki af al pi shalidei kol psuke de zimra u'birchas ha'moiros megadlen kvoido yisporach. Because even though it's true that with all of Psukei de Zimra and with all of Berachas Kriya Shema, we are praising Hashem and we are elevating the kavod of Hashem, and we're broadcasting, we're stating the fact that Hashem is the one and only who created everything for His honor, afal pikein, still, that's not it. Iker shleimus hagdolas kevoidoi beyoyser hu alidei atfila. The iker shleimus, finishing the job, completing it, and getting it, completing it on the highest level, is only of heightening Hashem to the highest degree, is only through the Shmoyne Esrei, the tefila, shebozeh shemispalalin al tzrochov, when a person asks Hashem for their personal needs. A person is making it very clear that they recognize, they admit, they realize that Hashem is controlling the world, leading the world, and Hashem is not just watching the world, He's watching every specific detail that goes on in the world and in my personal life. Ubiyodoi leshanoi sateva, and Hashem has the ability to change anything and everything within how things operate in the world. The nosam lonu koyach urishus leratzoisoi lefaisoi betfila v'tachnunim, and Hashem has given us, Bnei Yisrael, the ability, the privilege, to be able to appease Hashem with tefila and tachnunim, ad sheyosh mimida sadim lemida sarachmim, and to actually get Hashem to change from Midas Adin, from justice and fairness, to kindness. Levatel kol hagzeros, and to nullify any and all decrees or judgments, she'enom toivim, which are not to our benefit, ulamalois kol machsoreinu, and to fill all of our needs, to take care of every one of our needs. Vizehu ikur kevoidoi bishleimus. This is the greatest respect of the respect to Hashem, and the most complete respect to Hashem. This is one of the most important underlying themes of Breslov Hasidus and Yiddishkeit. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is making it perfectly clear where there's no way to get out of this. He's making it 1,000,000,000% clear. Ki kol zman she'ein moedin u'mafasnam zois, because so long that a person has not said this, has not gone into the Shmon Esrei, has not gone into detail, into asking Hashem for all of his personal needs, exactly what he needs in detail and personal, adayin lo nizgale kvoidi yisborach b'shleimus. That person has not yet revealed and displayed the kovod of Hashem in its fullest sense. Ki afal pi shemeshabchen u'meforanoi soy u'moidim sheyisborach godol ma'oy d'boir akorim. Because even if we praise Hashem, we glorify Him, we acknowledge that Hashem is very great and that He created everything, shekol zehu hagdolas kvoidei bevadai, all of this is definitely giving credit to Hashem and it's glorifying Hashem. Aval adayin loy hoidiyu beferish shemashgiach gam ato bo'olamoy. But the person hasn't yet made it clear that they believe that Hashem is supervising everything in the world right now, today, this moment. V'shehu mevatel ritzoinoi mipnei ritzoin Yisrael k'shehim marbin b'tfila v'tachnunim, and that Hashem is willing and happy to nullify His will, to put aside His will, in order to do what the Bnei Yisrael want and need, when they're marbe b'tfila v'tachnunim, when they pour on a lot of tfila and pleadings, sheze ikur shleimus kvoidoi, shebishvil ze bora hakol. This is the ikur shleimus kvoid Hashem, for which Hashem created everything. He created everything lichvoidoi and lichvoid am Yisrael. And this is what really shows the oneness between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, what the true relationship is between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael exercise their privilege of tefillah in the fullest sense, in the sense that he's saying here, as is explained in the chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 97 in the first half of Likutei Moran, she'ikar habriya choyso she'tsofo she'ikabel she'ashua mi'Yisrael she'yim shelu b'tfiloi sen, that the main purpose of creation was that Hashem foresaw the great pleasure that He would derive from Klal Yisrael in that they would be able to overrule Him with their tefillah. As the Pasuk says, Yisrael mam shelo yiso, Hashem gives us the privilege of ruling over Him. Tzadik Moishel B'yira Salikim Ayin Shem. Look over there on the Kutimon. Ki zehu ikar hakovoy shemekabel meho'odam daika. This is the main kovoy, the highest level of respect that Hashem receives from human beings. Shebishvil zeh bora hakol karal, for which Hashem created everything. Haynu mashebegedulas nifloisav ha'atzumim bora bria kazois, that with Hashem's unbelievable greatness, Hashem created something like this, man, shehu ha'odam habal b'chira, man who has free choice, sheyesh lo koyach limshoil bo yisborach, man who has the ability to rule over Hashem kaviyochel, sheyaneg ha'olam kiritzoinoi, and to get Hashem kaviyochel to conduct the world according to our rotzon kaviyochel. Shekol ze rochik bevadai mo'od mo'od misechel anoshi. This is way, way beyond human understanding, human comprehension. Aval hein hein gvuroisav, hein hein noiroisav atzumen. This is Hashem's power. This is Hashem's great awesomeness. Ki ikar hagdolas kevoide yisporachu, kishanu moidim al kol advorim horachoykim midatenu mo'od, she'efshel achnesin in azeh bedas anoshi klal. Because the greatest respect for Hashem is when we admit and we recognize even those things that we don't understand, that we're not able to rationalize. V'afal pikein anu maminim b'gosezbo, and despite that, we believe in the greatness of Hashem, asher machshevoisav udrochav sadvu v'govu mo'od mo'od midatenu, whose thoughts are way, way beyond our comprehension. Kamaisha Kosa, as the Pasuk says, Ki govu shamay meorets, ken govu drochay midarcheichem, umachshavoysim umachshavoyseichem. Hashem's thoughts are way beyond us. Ukamaisha Kosa, that comes out, Shaal Hashem is borach, behechrach shiye kosher kushos. As Rabbeinu Zal taught us, that it's only right that we should have questions about Hashem, that there should be things we don't understand about Hashem. Because if we understood everything about Hashem, then Kaviyochel Hashem would be on our level. And therefore, the way that we can show Hashem the greatest respect possible is through tefillah. That's where we get to see Hashem's greatest wonders. And this derech of tefillah was revealed to us by our forefathers, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, v'horishon hoya Avraham. The first one was Avraham Avinu, sheyoga v'torach b'avoidosei mo'oid, who struggled and worked very, very hard to serve Hashem, to come close to Hashem, to come to recognize Hashem. V'shiber u'bitel kol tavoisov. He succeeded in breaking and eliminating, nullifying all of his physical desires. And he put his life on the line for Hashem throughout his entire life. And Avraham Avinu davened to Hashem a lot before he was able, till he was zochah to introduce the derech of tefillin to the world and establish the tefillah of shachris for us. Then he was followed by Yitzchok Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, who were misakim mincha and mayrev. V'chein kol hatzadikim ha'amitim shachreim adayim hazeh kulam holchu b'darcheihem. And so too all the true tzadikim that came after them, all of them followed the same path. V'chizku oisanu laharbois b'tefillah v'tachnunim. And they encouraged us to daven to Hashem a lot. And it's our responsibility to put aside our rationale, to put aside our own intellect, and to follow the path of our forefathers, our rabbis, laharbois b'tfilo al kol dover, and to daven a lot for every single issue in our lives, ulahamin, and to believe sheyesh koyach biyodenu lenatzeach oisa yisborach, that we have the power to be victorious, to win over Hashem, to defeat Hashem kaviyochel, lahafoich daitoy midin lerachmin, kaviyochel, to change Hashem's mind from justice and judgment to kindness. Even though we can't understand this really, still, this is reality, this is the truth. This is the highest degree and the most of showing the most respect to Hashem possible. And this is why the highest degree of perfection of Kvoid Hashem is through tefillah. Rav Nosson Zal seems to be repeating himself or reiterating. In the introduction to Likutei Halachos, he makes it perfectly clear that if it ever looks to you that I'm being repetitious, look again. Each time he's introducing something a little bit, you know, he's clarifying, modifying, or emphasizing. And in this particular paragraph, we see how much emphasis he wanted to place.